For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, calculating the rise and run of a staircase can be maddening, but the actual construction is rather straightforward.
Well, that's right. But if you get it wrong, it can be a real tripping hazard. Here with some tips to get it right is Tom Silva, the general contractor for This Old House. Welcome, Tommy.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here as always.
You know, invariably, when I walk up and down a step, if I occasionally catch my foot or something feels a little bit off, I'll look at it. It will be because some part of the stair was not built correctly. Maybe the last step was shorter than the second step. And I think what folks don't understand is that you sort of get programmed to a step height. And once you take that first step, you expect everything else to be exactly the same.
And legally, it's supposed to be, according to building code. The building code says that a stairway cannot vary over its entire run more than 3/8 of an inch. That means that risers can't change their height over the entire run of the stair. So it's very important that they all match.
Now, is the equation based on the distance you're trying to cover, or is it always an 8-inch rise and a 10-inch run?
It's based on the distance that you're trying to cover. And the most comfortable riser height is about 7.5 inches.
Okay.
To get to that number equally over the run, you take the number that is from the finished at the bottom to the finished at the top, and you divide that by 8. The reason that you divide that by 8 is because that's the maximum height that I would want the riser to be. I divide that number by 8. I have a fraction. Let's say the fraction is 13.5. That means that I have 13.5 risers. I don't want a half. I want to round it off to the next. I want 14 risers. I take that 14 and I divide it into that same number that I divided the 8 into, and that will end up in a fraction of 7 and something.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be 8 or less.
Let's say
we're building a deck stair and we go from the surface of the deck down to the sidewalk and it's exactly 48 inches.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy. We've got 6 risers.
You've got 6 risers at 8 inches.
Right. But if it turns out that it's 50 inches, well, then it's not so easy because you can't have an 8.25-inch step or something
like
that.
No, legally you can. But it's too high.
Right.
You take that 8 that you divided into 50, and now you're going to have a fraction of 6.5. So you take the 50 and divide that by 7, and you have a riser height that is 7 and 16.
Something.
Now, if
right.
you're dealing with Common Core, you have to put the tens in one column and the ones in another, and then that's a whole other problem.
It sounds complicated, but if you remember 8 and round it off to the next fraction up, and then divide that in.
Now, we also see stair stringers sold in home centers, and those distances can almost never work out right.
Yeah, it's true. But if you're going to use them, I would always say that make the step at the bottom, the riser height at the bottom, be the one that you have to alter. And you can alter that by changing the grade around it. Maybe bring some gravel in, make a step that out of masonry that will bring it flush to that bottom step.
Yeah, that's a great point. Easy way to adjust it at the bottom. Dirt's a lot easier to handle than calculating the stair strength.
Calculation's not that bad.
Tom Silva, the general contractor from TV's This Old House, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Always a pleasure. Nice to be here.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.